This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Or 603-283-6160.
I prefer that.
That is the digits for the domestic terrorist hotline here at Free Talk Live.
Especially when you used to alpha dial.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You say O, and it's like, oh, but there's no O.
M N O, which is that a three? Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But it is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this article from the Business Insider about a man in Taiwan who was...
failed to commit insurance fraud. Poorly. Poor attempt.
Convinced by his high school buddy that it would be a good idea to soak his legs in dry ice and then make up some story about riding around on a motorcycle with no pants on. And he got
how cold is it in Taiwan?
And he got frostbite. He got frostbite, and they had to amputate both of his legs, and... just days before, this guy bought several expensive policies, including life insurance, travel insurance, and accident insurance, prosecutors said. After their motorbike ride, Zhang soaked his feet in dry ice and was admitted to a hospital, investigators say. But the medical staff sensed something was amiss while assessing him, the bureau said.
Wasn't even the insurance company, it's the medical staff.
His legs bore no shoe or sock marks, and his injuries appeared symmetrical, which were inconsistent with a naturally occurring frostbite injury, investigators said. Nikki, you're our health expert. Is that John?
I don't really know much about frostbite.
Yeah, me neither. But, like, it sounds like symmetrical frostbite isn't a naturally occurring thing.
How come his friend wouldn't have also gotten frostbite if they expected both of them to be wearing shoes and socks while riding around on the motorbike?
Yeah.
And who rides a motorbike in the snow?
And dude, check this out.
Like, at least here they put it away.
The weather on the night of January 26 when they rode around was also nowhere close to below freezing, with its coldest temperature at about 42 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I don't think it gets that cold in Taiwan.
Yeah.
So, even if it does, you're not going to be able to ride around on a motorbike in that weather.
I mean, that's serious to get frostbite.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be outside in the snow in sub-freezing conditions.
Walking uphill both ways to school.
Yeah.
With no shoes on.
With no shoes on, yeah.
Symmetrically.
There's more about this to talk about, but we have...
I told you to pull one foot out every 5 minutes.
We have a caller I want to go to. This is Gigi from South Carolina.
The whole gang is there. Miss Nikki, Richie Rich, and my secret passion... Good evening,
it's
everyone.
It's not a secret, Gigi. We all know.
I know. The whole country knows now, even my husband.
I bet you these guys in Taiwan don't know.
And would they
well,
give up
I'm inclined to agree with Nikki. I don't ever recall it getting so cold in Taiwan. So I'm a little perplexed at this story.
I mean, it, again, depends on where you go. I don't know
well,
the region.
It looks pretty close. I looked it up because I didn't know exactly, like, what...
elevation?
Yeah.
Like, there's
yeah,
a snow,
the elevation,
there's a
too,
snowboard club
but...
in Hawaii, right? Because there's a mountain range where it gets cold and snowy.
So I guess
maybe.
That's true. It's pretty close to the equator. You know?
Okay.
It's like...
Well, in my opinion, if he did do what his idiot friend said, he's even more stupid.
It sounds like these guys were not the sharpest tools in the shed. As far as that goes.
Two sandwiches short of a picnic.
That's a very specific
okay,
number.
Okay, here is why I am calling everybody. I wanted to pick up where we left off last night regarding what I thought was a very interesting question you posed to me, Captain, regarding the Department of Justice's offer for Julian Assange to agree to, and I'm quoting you, mishandling classified information, end of quotes. Well, as luck would have it, last night I was listening to the BBC, and who other than Lawrence Tribe, infamous constitutional law professor from Harvard, made comments about that exactly, as well as Mr. Edward Snowden hiding out in Russia.
Yep.
And according to our illustrious law professor, and I will be paraphrasing, not quoting him,
sure,
he feels that if, in fact, he did sign such an agreement, that both he and his attorney, now I will be quoting Mr. Tribe, would be grossly misinformed, end quote. And Mr. Tribe went on to say that if he is, in fact, a journalist, why isn't he being accorded, as you said, Captain, freedom of speech, but in parentheses and highlighted, freedom of the press?
Yeah. Well,
at no time was Mr. Assange ever employed as a civilian or military personnel, part or full-time, for any element of the Department of Defense or the Department of State, and that he should be accorded freedom of the press. And then he went on to say that Mr. Snowden, who was in fact working full-time for the NSA in Richie's homeland from when he was a kid in Hawaii, was simply a whistleblower exposing the illegal activities that the NSA was perpetrating against American people on their landline and cell phones.
So
how do you like that?
Two things real quick. It should also be reiterated, if it hasn't already been, Julian Assange is not an American citizen.
That is correct.
Right. He's not from here.
Not from here. To my knowledge, never lived here.
Never lived here.
Has he ever set foot here?
I don't know that answer, but okay. Presumably not, and did not break a law here.
Right.
And isn't being prosecuted in his home country for breaking
That's
any of
a
their
good
laws.
Point, right. Richard.
So the United States has like zero jurisdiction on any of this. Like, axiomatically.
Right, but that's the biggest problem that I have, too, is that, like, okay, here we have the United States government persecuting a man they have no business persecuting because they have no jurisdiction to persecute
him. Zero.
With.
Yeah. And for Edward Snowden, as a whistleblower, there's a reason. Hold on. I'm going to keep talking over you until you shut up, GD.
GD, hang on.
GD?
A Vietnam veteran.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Richie.
For the Edward Snowden thing, the reason he like tried to get the whistleblower protection,
yeah,
but the reason he's in Russia is because they won't extradite him back, right?
Like, yeah,
he had to flee to avoid prosecution,
right?
Because they're going to prosecute him if he comes back,
right?
So he's not getting whistleblower protection.
Yeah. So
yes, Mr. Snowden, but Julian Assange is currently awaiting the verdict of the British appellate courts, and he is in a British prison.
Mm-hmm.
He was apprehended when he stepped outside the parameters of the Embassy of Ecuador in London.
He didn't even step outside the parameters. Ecuador revoked his, immunity passage, whatever, and then they went in and got him.
Okay, I heard differently. I heard that he was standing outside the front doors and apprehended.
Yeah, no, he would not have been dumb enough to step outside the front doors.
I am inclined to agree with that.
The president of Ecuador, like, switched hands,
yep,
and the new president removed his agreement, like, yep, revoked his agreement, and they got him.
Yeah, so I have no fact, but my gut tells me that the military people in the Ecuadorian embassy were ordered to pick Mr. Assange up.
And, set him outside
the
doors.
Outside the doors.
Yeah. I'm inclined to follow that. That wouldn't surprise me. Nothing surprises me anymore.
You don't hide in the embassy for 7 years without stepping foot outside.
Right.
Knowing that they're watching you. There's a documentary. Like, he knows that they're watching
you. And then one day you're feeling a little cocky.
Oh, yeah. I'm put my toe over the line, and then it just chart. No, not a chance. Not a chance.
Yeah. And the thing about Assange, too, I know we're talking about, like, sort of two different people here and two different events that, are kind of similar in some ways. But with Assange, too, the founder of WikiLeaks, to my knowledge, everything that they have published has never been refuted as false.
Right. They've never issued an extraction.
It was all true.
100%. So everything that Assange and WikiLeaks did was 100% true.
Right. So even if you release classified documents...
Journalist from the BBC was interviewing Professor Tribe. Professor Tribe actually said something to that effect.
Right. So, but even if he released classified documents to the United States, right, they're classified in the United States. If it gets into foreign hands, the United States has lost control of that classification.
Well, Senator McCain, God rest his soul, was exposing
burn in hell,
the violations of torture and human rights. Against people being held at Guantanamo and at Abu Ghraib prison. And here was a man who understood torture from being a Vietnam veteran, and he said, this is wrong.
Okay. Fine. But either way, right, classified information gets leaked to the foreign press.
Yeah.
Julian Assange publishes it. Under his laws, no problem, right? He can't get extradited here because there's no jurisdiction.
Yeah.
It was de facto declassified once it got leaked.
Right.
So why aren't you in law school, Richard?
You want to pay for it? I was told I would make a great jailhouse attorney.
You would.
I got to go to jail first.
I'm not saying jailhouse. I'm just saying law school. You're bright.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
It's mostly the yellow shirt that he's wearing.
Don't be fooled.
Okay, so the short answer is upon spending the money and graduating law school, to earn that money back, I would be compelled to swear my allegiance to the state, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, you would be compelled to take an oath and uphold it to defend all of your clients aggressively.
Okay.
All right. And
unless you choose to work for the state. If you go into private practice, you defend your clients.
Is that the whole oath when you join the bar?
185%.
That's the whole oath when you join the bar?
Very similar to what a doctor's oath is. Do no harm.
I got you.
Advocate aggressively for each patient.
Well, we'll see then. I was under the impression that when you join the bar, your allegiance is then to the state.
One of our other...
No, it's not. Your first allegiance is to the Constitution, federally.
Okay.
Then to a particular state. And simultaneously to aggressively advocate on behalf of each and every client.
Okay.
Kind of feels like a conflict of interest, right? If you're,
Well, yeah. That's why you don't join
the
bar.
State.
It is. Yeah. So my problem.
That's why if a police officer becomes an attorney, they practice civil law because as a cop, they cannot practice criminal law. That would be a direct conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My problem with the, or not my problem, one of my many problems.
I was just trying to compliment Richie.
you did a great job, Gigi.
Well, and the short answer is because I was under the impression that you have to swear allegiance to the state.
Richie, all you have to do is say, Gigi, thanks for the compliment, period. I still say you're bright.
No, I said thank you for that. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're correct on that matter.
All right.
One last thing, permit me.
Go ahead,
Nikki and gentlemen. I am hopeful. I cannot say guarantee because I cannot swear for another person's behavior or intentions.
Sure.
But my husband and I are exceedingly hopeful that Mr. Freeman shall be receiving fresh fruit and fresh vegetables.
Oh, nice.
Several times a week.
That's excellent. I'm glad to hear that, Gigi.
None of you were on the panel Thursday when I called in, and I thought Mrs. Freeman was going to fall off the chair when I told her what somebody in my family did.
Nice. Nice.
Not nice. No. Important.
I just, like, people who go out of their way to make
sometimes
other people comfortable.
A letter.
Yeah.
Is more important than anything else because wardens sit up and take notice.
So then let me turn around and compliment you, Gigi, for the support that you give Mr. Freeman. And
I feel very strongly about that.
And, of course, this show, too.
When I got Ian's letter and he was saying about less food being given to us and no fresh produce, and some of us are getting fungus on our nails because we're not getting vitamin C, and this isn't healthy. I became a Jewish mother.
Well, Gigi, we thank you for your service, and thank you for the call tonight as well. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160, if you would like to opine on anything we've talked about tonight. Any other comments? Concerns, questions? I was going to mention, Gigi, if you're still listening, one of our sometimes co-hosts, Zephin, is currently attending law school. He's made that public here on the airwaves, so it's not a secret to let people know. So we're currently only able to have him on maybe once a month, thereabouts.
I thought you were going to say, we're currently only able to have one attorney on the show at a time. That spot's taken.
Attorney Talk Live. No, that's a whole different show.
But, we don't talk about her much, but previously Melanie was on.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. She did do law school. That's true.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. Allegedly. Even though she sort of, became...
It wasn't questioned at the time. Right,
well, fall I'm questioning
out of,
it.
Fall out of favor, and all of a sudden, I'm like, well, she wasn't really an attorney.
Yeah.
I need some evidence.
All right, so I want to circle back to this amputation story because there's more to it, apparently. So we know that he, froze his legs in dry ice. Right? They tried to manufacture.
Ride around on a motor scooter.
They tried to manufacture some cockamamie story. That's right. I could say that on the word on the air. Cockamamie. I just like that word. And then, they took the guy to the hospital, the emergency room or whatever, and the doctors, they weren't buying what they were selling.
This frostbite's equal to each other.
Yeah. And also, on that night, it only got down to, 42 degrees.
Yeah.
So, hard to get frostbite riding around on a motorcycle in 42 degrees.
Insurance would probably reject the claim just based on, you weren't wearing socks and shoes in 42-degree weather on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
As Taiwan is a subtropical region, cases of severe frostbite requiring amputation are unheard of due to natural climatic conditions, the Bureau said in its statement. It said Zhang's legs were amputated below the calf due to his frostbite injuries, but his case was reported to the authorities. When police investigated Zhang and Liao in November, they found the plastic bucket used to freeze Zhang's feet.
They didn't even throw it away?
Get rid of the evidence.
They found insurance documents. They found a white polystyrene box for dry ice, 8 mobile phones, and a tablet computer, the Investigations Bureau said. I don't know what the significance of 8 mobile phones is, but... Liao and Zhang were arrested
communications.
On January 17th and are both charged with fraud and aiding and abetting serious injury, the Bureau says. Local media, citing prosecutors, reported that Zhang had claimed $7,200 from one insurer, but this money would be seized. Apparently,
what happened to the $1.3 million?
Some insurers and authorities have reported that rates of insurance fraud are rising after the height of the pandemic. Yeah.
There was a lot of fraud.
Yeah. Well, the pandemic itself. A lot of fraud.
Yep.
The City of London Police's Insurance Fraud Enforcement Department said reported cases of opportunistic fraud with someone tries to fake an injury or exaggerate a claim surged from 61% from March, or surged a total of 61% from March 2022 to April 2023. So in 1 year, they saw a 61% spike in this type of a fraudulent activity. The department's chief inspector, Tom Hill, said the increasing cost of living might push people to consider insurance fraud. In February, South Korea amended its law, blah, 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 okay.
Stop inflating your currency.
Yeah.
This is one thing that I did not understand from, like, a national political point of view.
Okay.
Right? If you were the leader of your particular country, and every other political leader was devaluing their currency, like, why would you follow suit? Right? Because if
that
you
is
just,
the question.
If you left yours the same or strengthened yours, it would be that much more valuable on the national scale. And so I don't know why everyone's like, well, the United States is doing it, so I guess we got to devalue our currency too.
It is weird how politics on almost any scale, town to town, city to city, county to county, state to state, country to country, right, are a bunch of monkey see, monkey do, mother FCCers.
But it's not even in their best interest. Right, at least politicians, they do things like in their best interest at the expense of everybody else. But, like, well, for them, it works.
It is in their best interest because they can lie about it and get elected.
Okay.
Right? So, like, this whole Joe Biden thing, right? So the pandemic kicks in. Biden's president, right?
Sure.
All the businesses are shut down, right? A bunch of businesses close. Everybody's out of work, right? No art is allowed, right? All that kind of thing. And so then, you see a big job loss, right? And then, everything starts to open back up. Businesses kind of start to come back to an extent or whatever. Now he claims record job growth.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So, like, that is the why, the in their best interests why.
But if you're a smaller country, because the big guys aren't going to do it for that very reason.
Yeah.
But if you're a smaller country, you don't have a lot of international political power.
Right.
Like, you have a small amount of political power over your small domain. Right. If you strengthen your currency against the big political powers, you elevate yourself on the national level, on the international level.
Logically thinking, yes.
Logically, well, that's what I'm saying.
So, I'm with you.
So the only way that they could get more power than what they currently have is on the international level,
mm-hmm.
and they choose to do the opposite, right?
Well,
and
so,
remain a small little fiefdom in their own geographic area.
So it's the age-old question that I think divides I don't even want to, like, acknowledge the presence of these two groups as, like, battling each other, but the ANCOMs and the ANCAPs, right?
Okay.
The ANCOMs and the ANCAPs are like, so do the banks control the governments or do the governments control the banks? Who's the real bad guy here, right? And there's a debate about that. So if it's central banking pulling the strings, then it makes sense because central banks are just going to be like, well, politicians, you have to do what we want to do. If it's the politicians controlling the banks, what you say makes way more sense. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Vatican marking Palm Sunday with a mass at St. Peter's Square. Officials estimated some 60,000 people attending the mass. Pope Francis pronouncing prayers, including for those impacted by the terror attack in Moscow over the weekend.
Assicuro la mia preghiera per le vittime del vile attentato terroristico compiuto l'altra sera a Mosca.
Gas prices have risen significantly over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, reports that the U.S. saw a spike of 14 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks for a new national average of $3.60. She says one of the main factors is a rise in oil prices overall.
There's been an added risk premium because of recent activities in the Middle East and Russia.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's me, Captain.
It's me, Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by LibertyMinded.com. Official Free Talk Live gear, like t-shirts and hoodies, are available at libertyminded.com. Plus, you'll find a unique collection of cool and funny liberty-oriented clothing at libertyminded.com. That's libertyminded.com. Actually saw a Free Talk Live hoodie here in the studio.
Did you steal it?
No. It wasn't my size. That's not the reason I didn't steal it. I didn't steal it because I'm not a thief.
Oh.
But I saw it, and it looked really good. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to have to... I have so many hoodies right now that, like, you know, I don't know, buying another one might just, you know, I don't know, might be overkill. But I'd also like to have one that says Free Talk Live, so I'm considering getting one. And you can, too. LibertyMinded.com. We already did the studio thing, so...
Before you go on, just real quick.
Yeah.
A passing grade for the bar in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
67.5%.
Really? That's failing in my book.
Yeah, what's
67?
That's enough to make what's, you an attorney.
That's a D plus.
I was gonna say, what's that on like a regular grade scale in school?
Right?
D plus, yeah.
Yeah. So for nursing school, you had to get a B, at least a B, if you didn't get probably like 80. I think it was 80 and above.
Yeah.
We have to remember to ask Zephin when he passes, when he takes it, like what his score was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, 69.
So what'd you actually score? 69.
Dude. I think we've said all there is to say about this amputation bit, other than, you know, man, what a horrible thing to do to yourself in an attempt to get money. Now the dude has no money and no legs.
Now you know why your parents say, like, if your friend was going to jump off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge? Yeah.
Would you stop listening to
those, for a big insurance payout, maybe.
Stop listening to those morons to go to school with.
All right, so we say this every week, but here on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, a lot of the stuff we talk about is pretty serious. We talk about how horrible government is, you know, how people are persecuted for no reason whatsoever.
You're talking about throughout the week.
Well, even here on Sundays.
When it comes up.
Right? We talk about, like, heavy stuff, but on Sundays we try and take it a little bit lighter.
Right.
We don't always succeed at being
lighter.
Well,
we can't avoid it because people call in and then start talking about serious stuff again.
Right, and that's fine. Like,
I'm trying to talk about Haitian cannibals and barbecue.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yeah.
And so we've succeeded.
You know, the importance.
Yeah, this Sunday.
And
so,
people cutting off their legs for insurance claims.
This next article.
Hard-hitting.
Yes, hard-hitting news, yes. We are. No, we're not. I was going to say something about.
Speak for yourself.
Broadcast journalistic strength.
Those cameras don't go under the desk.
We're broadcast. We're not really journalists. We're, you know, talk show hosts. So take that for what it's worth.
Something like that.
I'm a broadcast journalist.
This next article deserves to be on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's from blogto.com.
It's not even a real site.
.com.
Okay.
It's under the eat and drink section.
Ooh.
Okay, sounds legit.
Of their website. The headline reads, this is hard to read without laughing. Protesters dressed as monkeys trash Whole Foods store in Toronto with coconuts.
Well, I guess they're vegan.
What gives you that idea?
Because
they announced it on their way in.
Well, I feel like people that are protesting grocery stores too. I mean,
but it's Whole Foods.
It's never the. It's never the cannibals.
They do have a photo before the story begins.
If you're going to think of like a vegan main grocery store, like Whole Foods has got to be close to what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Not good enough. There's meat in there.
Well, okay, it's not a vegan grocery store, but it's the healthiest one that, you know, Amazon owns.
If you think that they won't, you know, stand outside naked, covered in blood, wrapped in saran wrap, they'll do that at Whole Foods, absolutely.
What, like, Devo's playing Whole Foods?
That's what they do, though.
They do have a photo accompanying this headline, and it's a picture of several people dressed in what look like old school jailhouse. What's the word I'm looking
they
for?
Look
costumes.
Like, they look like mime.
And yeah, they have sort of mime painted faces, and they're surrounded by three wheelbarrows and a whole bunch of coconuts on the ground.
How is throwing coconuts like anti meat?
Maybe they're doing like a silent. Comedy, like a Charlie Chaplin thing.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Let's find out. On Thursday, activists from nonprofit organization People for the Eating of Tasty Animals. Ethical Treatment of Animals, also known as PETA, P-E-T-A.
The ones who euthanize more animals per year than any other organization.
Yeah, PETA sucks. You almost got me there, though. I was like, oh, so it is the meat eaters this time.
That's my parody of PETA, eating tasty animals. I just, you know, I like to make fun of things.
Like dogs.
PETA's no exception.
And rabbits.
Not to be confused with PETA, the little pocket bread, you know.
Yeah.
That's a different thing.
It's with the eye.
Anyway, these folks from PETA dressed up as monkeys in striped prison uniforms to protest both inside and outside of Whole Foods Market in Toronto.
Not to be confused with PETA Bear either, then.
Exactly.
Yeah, PETA file is someone who only molests people from the, what is it, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals.
I'm glad you went there instead of the pockets of bread.
But the people as part of PETA are not as glad as you.
Okay.
Anyway, the protest which took place at the supermarket chain Yonge and Shepherd location was organized by animal activist Jenny McQueen. Sounds like she got her name from McDonald's, isn't it? The McQueen. Who claims that Whole Foods is, quote, sourcing coconut milk from Thailand despite knowing about the rampant abuse of endangered monkeys.
So even the vegan alternatives aren't good enough. But I will say, most of the vegan alternative foods are way more detrimental to the environment and to... They kill way more insects and mice and whatever than probably actual, like, animal agriculture does.
Yeah. It may have been years ago, but I'm pretty sure we covered a story on a Sunday night edition of the enslavement of those monkeys for the production of coconut milk. Like, I vaguely remember that article being a thing.
Well,
wait, so they're enslaving monkeys?
They enslaved the monkeys to go up and, like, pick the coconuts.
Enslave, employ, I mean, are they slaves?
I mean, how much of the, if they're, you know, a product of their labor is being taken from them.
Yeah.
I don't know if the monkeys have a union agreement on, you know, what they got to do there.
I don't know, if it was like trade for bananas or something, I don't know.
Well, if that's all it takes, right, then I mean, slaves weren't slaves either. Yeah. They got food and housing.
Well, to your point, Richie Rich, McQueen further alleges that the monkeys are often whipped, chained, and forced to spend long hours picking coconuts.
Told you.
That makes me sad. I like monkeys.
Sounds like slavery.
Videos of the protests show the activists dressed up as monkeys, all while holding up signs and carrying wheelbarrows full of coconuts into the store. Toronto police confirmed to BlogToe that there were approximately 15 demonstrators and no arrests were made.
Just throwing coconuts at a whole bunch of old white ladies thinking they're doing the right thing.
And also, so, yeah.
I'm already shopping at Whole Foods.
Yeah, what more do you want from me?
What? What? Some blue hair driven to the edge. It'd be like falling down part
two. I didn't know they were using slave monkeys. It wasn't on the organic label.
This is what's so annoying about, like, these quote-unquote activists that are really just, you know, like...
A-holes.
Yeah, they're just virtue signaling. Like, they're not actually helping. You know, physically assaulting elderly women at Whole Foods and harassing people, that isn't helping. Do you want to help the monkeys? Go to Taiwan or Thailand or where? Go to Thailand and go free the monkeys. Buy a plane ticket, go to Thailand, find the monkeys. You know, confront the people that are actually enslaving monkeys.
You only have to take, like, a handcuff key with you.
Yeah, like, don't harass people in Whole Foods. It's just... I don't know, like, I get protesting Whole Foods and being like, okay, listen, you know, stop buying this product from these people. Like, that would be one
thing. Organize a boycott.
But the minimum wage, like, high school employee?
What is Captain doing?
Remember that TV show?
Loved it.
The monkeys.
I'm a big fan of monkeys.
Yeah. Anyway.
Best fake band since Milli Vanilli.
Totally fake band, by the way.
It is a real band.
They eventually learned to play their instruments, but they were not musical when they were signed to do their parts on the TV show.
But that's a different, though, right? That's not the monkeys band.
The same, yes.
It's the same?
Yes.
Mind blown.
The Monkees, M-O-N-K-E-E-S, the band.
The band.
Was also a TV show. And, in fact, it was a TV show first.
Yes.
And then they just learned how to be musicians?
Yes.
That sounds dumb. Why would they...
While acting. Like,
well, because they were putting out albums as the monkeys from the TV show and didn't play the instruments.
The TV show was made as a response to the popularity of the Beatles. Beatles, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Let me see.
And so it was a U.S. production. They got a bunch of... You know, sort of pseudo Beatle haircut looking dudes to play the parts.
That's what they were the U.S. Beatles.
Right. And so they did the TV show first. The TV show was so successful that everybody had to learn to play an instrument in order to go perform the songs
live. So they could go on tour.
Right, and go on tour.
So I didn't know this was a TV show. I only knew about the band.
So it was a TV show first. So the band is a result of some producers manufacturing the TV show as an answer to the popularity of the Beatles.
Okay.
Now you have something to watch besides the movies we recommend.
No relation to the monkeys in Thailand.
Right. It's just that the word monkeys has been said 17 or 34 times by now, and now, like, earworm as it will be, I had the theme song from the monkeys stuck in my head.
Not even spelled the same.
Right.
Just checking.
Yeah, completely spelled wrong by way of comparison, so...
But so is the Beatles, right? It's not spelled like the animal. So that's, you know.
Yeah, B-E-E-T-L-E-S is not.
Like a.
Yeah, the Beatles are
B-E-A-T-L-E-S. Like turn the beat around.
Yes, right. Yes, they have beat. Yeah. Beatless. They have no beat. That explains Ringo. Oh, snap. Anyway, this lady, McQueen, who is.
I thought he was going to play a video of, like, the monkeys getting abused or something.
It's like, ugh.
Listen to them whip the monkeys in Thailand, but nope. Musical interlude on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm a music guy. Right?
I know. I get it.
Plus, I had the earworm, so I got to get rid of it.
Got to get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Anyway, McQueen assures the coconuts used by the activists weren't picked by the monkeys. Locally, that doesn't say that here, but locally sourced coconuts.
Farm raised.
Non-GMO.
Oh, what is the word? The Rainforest Alliance certified.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Okay, so hold on a moment.
Negative carbon footprints.
Wait, hold on.
All right, all right.
After the protest, the demonstrators donated the 200 coconuts to local Toronto vegan restaurant Ital Vital Rasta.
I was going to say, if they have that many coconuts and they can source it that way, right, then they can open up their own distribution facility and source the coconuts to the companies that are using the Thailand coconuts.
But that'd be capitalism.
Well, of course. But that's how you outcompete them, right? If you don't want to use slave monkeys, then put your efforts in and see if you can get those costs down.
Don't actually want to do anything that will... take any real work or actually benefit humanity in any way?
They have to pick the coconuts for the protest. They could have picked the coconuts to distribute for the coconut milk.
I'm sure they just bought coconuts from the Whole Foods down the street.
I'll tell you where they came from. There's a picture of some of the activists holding these coconuts. There's boxes full of coconuts in the photo. It's from a post on Twitter. It's from Ital Vital Rasta. Says, we want to give a big thank you to at PETA and at Toronto Veg, Toronto Vegetarians, I guess, for donating 200 coconuts to us. The donation was made to us because humans in Thailand are enslaving monkeys. That's supposed to be one word, enslaving.
Okay.
But no, they've got two words.
So they came by a donation, but somebody picked them. Who picked those coconuts?
No, I don't. I think this doesn't answer our question. I think this is post. This is the thank you post. So this is the restaurant thanking the protesters for donating the coconuts used in the protest.
Yeah. So where did these protesters get the coconuts and who picked them?
Multiple similar protests have taken place over the past few months at other Whole Foods locations.
And where is it tropical enough in Toronto to pick coconuts?
Yeah. Locations include Jersey, Connecticut, Florida, and Vancouver. Also in recent memory was the Dairy is Scary rally that crashed the Toronto Maple Leafs outdoor practice in Nathan Phillips Square last month in opposition of the team's new partnership with Dairy Farmers of Ontario.
It must be so annoying to live in Toronto. Like, imagine being a normal person that lives in Toronto and having to deal with this.
Before
it's like living in Los Angeles. It's like, I moved here because it was warm and sunny and, whatever, but now I have to deal with all these scary dairy vegans and people throwing coconuts at me in Whole Foods.
Not going to lie, before I settled on New Hampshire, when I was, like, trying to find some place to move to that was better than Hawaii, Toronto was on the short list.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah. Because I heard, I don't remember, this was, 2007.
Yeah.
I just heard good things about that area. I'm like, well, if I can become a Canadian, like, why not? It's better than what's going on here.
There's a quote here. We take this issue seriously and have previously confirmed our private label suppliers do not use animal labor in producing these products, Whole Foods Market wrote in a statement. We have reinvestigated this issue out of an abundance of caution and have again confirmed that coconuts from Thailand used in these products are harvested without the use of animal labor. So Whole Foods themselves says, we double-checked, and we're not using slave monkey coconuts.
You know what would have been even funnier? I don't know. Again, I don't know how long ago.
A band called Slave Monkey Coconuts?
Yes, now.
Okay.
But there was some state in the union that was going to be treating furries was like animal control.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you saw that? Okay, good. So I'm not making stuff up.
Nope.
If they like called animal control to round up these people dressed as monkeys throwing coconuts at people instead of the police. Like they just put the collar around them and like yanked them into the control truck.
I want to know if during this protest,
the rabbit,
as they're hurling coconuts about the Whole Foods, I'm not sure. It doesn't.
Were they husked coconuts or just were like raw coconuts?
Well, in the photo, there's a couple of them that are sort of like broken open in half.
Okay.
You know, but most of them, you know, are whole, you know, bowling ball looking.
Okay.
You know, things. But like, I want to know as they're hurling these coconuts about the Whole Foods, if anybody like grabbed a lime.
And tried to put the lime
in the coconut and drank it all up?
Shake it all up?
Yeah. I wonder if that occurred, because I would have tried something like that. I'd be like, look at all these coconuts. Oh, look. Here's a lime. Let's do the thing.
Call your doctor.
If you do it more than once, yeah, call your
doctor.
Okay. All right. You have a problem.
That seems like it would be so rancid.
Yeah.
Dairy and citrus?
Coconut's interesting, right? You know?
Okay.
Because it's not really dairy.
Well, it's okay, fine. Coconut milk, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really coconut juice.
Sure.
I don't know why they call it milk.
Because they call everything milk.
Yeah.
That looks white.
Yeah. Almond milk.
Yep.
It's like, it's not really almond milk. It's water rushed through.
We need a law.
Yes, it's really just water and almonds blended together with, like, seed oils and such other stuff.
It's like really thin almond butter. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah, but almond butter's different. That's more like peanut butter.
Yeah, but that's what
I'm saying. It's brown.
You add a bunch of water to it to thin it out, and then, you know, you put it in boxes and call it milk.
Yeah.
It'd be like peanut and milk. Right? That doesn't even sound appealing, but, like, it would probably taste like peanut butter flavored milk.
A few weeks ago on, I think it was Wednesday's show, we covered that the dairy industry was targeting the milk alternatives.
Yes.
And they wanted to call it, like,
allowed to call it
nut
milk.
Water or, like, nut juice or something.
So,
be like, stop using the word milk. You either have to misspell it or call it something else.
Yes.
So briefly during the break, while you guys were talking about like the tea that Captain was drinking, I'm somewhat of a tea snob,
okay,
and I don't like herbal teas being called herbal teas because there's no tea leaf in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's an herbal infusion.
Yeah, or herbal blend.
There's no tea leaf in herbal tea?
Correct.
Well, because a tea leaf would be like black tea, right? So
yeah,
or tea leaf. Or from the tea leaf. From the tea leaf plant.
Maybe this explains why I like black tea, English breakfast tea, Earl Grey, right, over anything else.
Like, yeah, because they're completely different.
Is there tea in green tea?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's fermented, I think, right?
I don't know if it's fermented.
It's black tea leaves that they do something to.
Oh, I thought they just dried them up, put them in a bag.
It's somewhere in the process, because they did the white tea for a little bit, and that's just harvested early, right? And black tea is dried or whatever, and there's oolong tea. But herbal tea is usually other things, not the tea leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And they just call it herbal tea because you steep it like you would normal tea.
Right.
But there's no tea in it. Mm. So I get where the milk industry's coming from.
Yeah.
It's not milk.
Right.
Right. Yep. It's something other than milk. You can call it what you want, just like they call herbal tea herbal tea. Right. But it's not the same thing.
It's still lame to get the state involved.
I mean,
like, would you be like, we need a law?
I've never said we need a law, but I correct people all the time.
So that's what the dairy industry was doing. And to me, it seems like a lot of people are going to milk alternatives, and they're starting to, you know,
right,
not like that market competition.
So you're telling me that herbal tea is not Mr. T's offspring?
Nope, not at all.
Wouldn't that be funny? Like if he had like a grandkid or something, kid named Herbal. Herb tea.
Just call him Herb.
I pity the fool who doesn't steep.
Now, if you really want to get on the milk industry, right, like what percent of milk is whole milk?
Yeah, skim milk. I mean, I get offended when people call that milk.
Yeah.
I don't even like it pasteurized.
What about 1%, 2%, right? How come there's not like a 50% milk?
Because whole milk is like 3%.
So it's not really whole.
It's not whole at all. And it's not that much of a difference.
Because they're talking about the fat content, right?
Right. So you get like from 3% down to 2%, it's not that big of a jump. But people go like, oh, 2% milk.
Like I said, I don't even want it pasteurized. I don't even want it homogenized. Just leave it. Just
get your raw
fresh
milk.
Yeah.
Like Tom Green.
Tom Green.
Straight from the udder.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've carried this story about as far as it's going to go. Or have we?
I don't know. Was there more to it besides people throwing coconuts at blue-haired ladies?
No. Okay. Although
no injuries?
None that they reported in this. I was concerned.
No,
I was concerned about doing this story. I was concerned about doing this story here in the studio because, as you know, there's a studio animal, a little puppy dog, whose name happens to be Coconut.
Okay.
And he looking over your shoulder
come
like
running
a...
every time you said the name.
Yeah, I was concerned that he'd be going bouncing every time we said the word. That he'd be bouncing between us and you know, what? And like we're
you keep calling me.
It was stop it. Right. We're frustrating the studio pup. But yeah,
the studio beast.
The beast.
As Mark would say.
Will.
The beast.
Delusional feminist power fantasy relies on male charity and tolerance.
Oh.
And tolerance. Oh, the tolerance is the real
time to piss off like half the audience, or like 5% of the audience, I mean.
And that was just a whiplash segue with no announcement. Yeah, just right there. I believe I invented the whiplash segue.
Yeah.
Okay. At least the term. Maybe not the segue. It's, I believe many other broadcasters have at some point done a whiplash segue where they just like, into this, start of that, without any sort of announcement. But I put a term to it, so there you go. You can all use it. There's no copyright or anything like that. Feel free. Other broadcasters, whiplash, segue away.
You just got to be like, speaking of feminists, right? And then there goes your coconuts to your whatever this thing is.
My nuts to the feminists?
They need them.
Also, how come somebody hasn't made like a chocolate-covered peanut that's called Cocoa Nuts?
Oh.
Okay.
C-O-C-O-A.
That's a good business.
Right? You know what I mean?
Because it's already called Almond Joy.
Mounds don't.
I mean, it's got the coconut and the nuts.
Again, the headline here is, the delusional feminist power fantasy relies on male charity and tolerance.
Wow.
By Tyler Durden over at Zero Hedge.
You can't survive without us, ladies. Even if you think you can. You're delusional.
This sounds like the Whatever podcast. That's what they're, are you guys familiar with that?
Is it called the Whatever Podcast?
I thought you just couldn't remember the name of it. But
it's called the Whatever Podcast. Yeah.
Sorry. No, I have no idea what you're talking about, apparently, based on my reaction to your...
Sounds like something Andrew Tate would say.
Well, yeah, that too.
Well, what is this headline and article all about? We'll find out coming up. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live, still to come, 603-283-6160.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.